Hey, I'm Tracy Burns. Welcome to Wine on the Street. So I had the great pleasure of going out to Napa for the premier Napa Valley Barrel Auction. Now, this event it's actually been something I've been wanting to go to for so long and haven't been able to. So it was such an honor and a pleasure. But it's a live auction of all these wines, and they're donated by the vineyards, and they are not available on the market. So they're like for the collectors of the world, they can't wait to get their hands on them. They're auctioned off in lots of either 60 bottles, anywhere up to 240 bottles. And each bottle gets this is hand labeled. It's like this white cool label, and it's signed by the winemaker. So therefore it becomes like super collectible, super rare, and all the wine geeks of the world can't wait to get their hands on them. Now the audience is mostly trade and media, so like big wine shops. Like I've talked to Gary's a bunch of times here, Total Wine, big wine conglomerates that can put together a bunch of money to come up with this, because this stuff is not cheap. I mean, one of the lots went for like over 100 and I think it was $134,000. That's wine. That's crazy. All right, so the event is sponsored by the Napa Valley Vintners, and they are this nonprofit organization, been around forever, and they promote Napa Valley and do their help with people like me. They help me with media stuff, but they use this event to raise money so that they have it in the coffers. In case they need it for whatever. But one of the most recent times they used it was the earthquake in 2014. Remember that? And it was awful. And so many vineyards were devastated. I remember David Duncan of Silver Oak posted this picture of all these broken bottles. It was such a sin. But anyway, they were able to disseminate money pretty quickly. And so that's why they do this. Well, they raised $5 million this year. That is the third largest amount in the event's 20-year history. They've been doing this for 20 years. You got to check it out online if you want. It's premiernapawines.com to see all the wines that were auctioned and all the stuff about them. This year, they added this online component. 26 of the 226 wines were actually auctioned online, so that was really cool. But again, you still had to be approved to even get on the online auction. Like some schmo like me could not go bid. But in the days coming up to auction, the auction was on Saturday. The days coming up, there's all these parties because the winemakers want you to taste their wine so that you know what you want to bid on. So you're tasting these. Now they're 2014. They're basically still in the barrel. These are barrel tastings of wine. And some of them blew me away that they were drinkable right then and there. It's, so much for aging. I would have taken half of them home had I, been directly related to Warren Buffett or had loads of inheritance. I sat on my hands, just so you know, as a Sicilian. Sicilians should not be allowed in auctions because as you talk, your hands go flying and then all of a sudden you own things. But anyway, I went to a bunch of these parties and I decided to put a list together of my like top 10 super fun things that I did while I was out there in no particular order. So no judgments here. It's just everything was equally fabulous. So I went, I got to stay at the Harvest Inn, which is Charlie Palmer's place out there. His restaurant is also there. The coolest part, though, I mean, the place was gorgeous, so tranquil. But the coolest part was that right off the balcony were the Whitehall Lane vineyards. So literally, I could throw my coffee cup into the vineyards. I didn't, but I could have. That was really cool. Then we got to go to the Rudd Oakville Estates. We got a little tour. So I had recently had the pleasure of interviewing Samantha Rudd. She's the daughter of Mr. Rudd, who started this whole Rudd Estates crazy fabulous wine. Samantha is like a baby. She's like 28 years old, but 6 years out of college, she's making her mark, and she's actually pretty much guiding the construction of this place. And it is so zen-like, and almost don't feel like you're in Napa Valley. And she wants to create this space where people can come and share ideas, and it was just gorgeous. And like I said, even with the construction, it was so peaceful. Okay, we did a wine tasting at Joseph Phelps. It was great. It was us and one of their educators, and he sat there and we bulleted questions at him, and he answered every single one of them. It was amazing. And yes, we tasted the Insignia, but the Pinot I thought was fantastic. The Sauvignon Blanc was even great. But what blew me away was the Syrah. It was so good. We took a bottle home. One of the coolest parts, though, was he showed this 4-minute video on cooperage, which, truth is, I couldn't even pronounce the word properly before I got there. But it's basically on how they make wine barrels. It is a dying art because it's still done by hand. It was so cool. And best, like, most educational 4 minutes I've had in a long time. The Frank family has been some of my all-time favorite wines along the way. And they had a trade and media dinner in their Old Stone Winery. And it was hosted by Rich and Leslie Frank, their uber-hysterical winemaker, Todd Graff, and Chef Nas Conetti, whose food, he used to be at Trevigna, but his food was off the hook. One of my favorite things, and I don't think he gets enough credit, is this Rouge sparkling that they serve when you, they served it when you first walk in, but their Rouge is so good. I think everyone should have a bottle in their house. But even better, they poured the Patriarch. The Patriarch is a wine that I've talked about before. Rich Frank created it, dedicated it to his dad. His dad was a veteran. It was just, and I didn't get to taste the wine. I've heard about it. I've seen the bottle. Didn't get to taste it. Was so honored to taste it. And thankfully, it's coming to stores near you. Okay, so the actual auction, this was my first wine auction. It might even be my first auction ever, actually. I was at Little Ones, like for local schools and charities, but this was a legit auction, paddles and everything. Doug Schaefer of Schaefer Vineyards gave the opening speech, and then man, and he was fantastic. And the paddles started flying, and I was, you couldn't, you're like watching a ping pong game that's all over the place, or pinball, I should say. It was crazy, and people were bidding, much higher than I thought, I have to admit. It was so cool to finally sit there and be a part of that. And I've heard about this event for so long. And there was a bunch of people, and I keep naming Gary Fish, but Gary was all business. Glasses on, pen, paper, taking notes, knew exactly what he wanted. He won a ton of lots, actually. I'm going to talk to Gary later in the week and get the inside scoop on that. But it was awesome. It was really awesome. Okay, so Raymond Vineyards had this party. Raymond has a red room. I mean, it's Vegas. Jean-Charles Wisset is crazy, fun, wonderful. I mean, he was just so fun to be around. We were dancing. We were cutting a rug as the kingpin there. He was amazing. The party was mind-blowing, but that's all I could say because it's one of those what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas things. So that's all I got for you. We had lunch with fourth generation Mondavis, ridiculously cool, like silly cool. So let me do this right. Michael Mondavi's son, Rob, was with us, and Mark Mondavi's daughter, Angelina, was with us. Now, Mark and Angelina are second cousins. Rob's making some great wines, some entry, like a great entry-level emblem. It was amazing. Of course, in honor of his dad is M, or maybe it's in honor of Mondavi. I should have asked that question. Either way, it's M. It's fantastic. But Angelina and Rob together are making a wine named Four Leaf, very apropos, because since they are fourth generation. And it is Cabernet Sauvignon. It is 50% from Rob's family's vineyards and 50% from Angelina's family's vineyards. Ridiculous. Aside from the fabulous wines, we had so much fun. The conversation was great. We were talking about our kids. We were sitting in this fabulous little comfortable room at Goose and Gander. I mean, honestly, you couldn't have made it up. It couldn't have been any better. So, on my list, no doubt. We ate at Press. Press is like a steakhouse in Napa Valley. But I have to say, you walk around the room and you feel like it's like the who's who of Napa, I feel like sometimes. Or maybe it's just the who's who of the people that are in town to buy all this wine. It just felt like there was money all around me. But dinner at Press is one thing we do every time we go out there because they serve these Hen of the Woods mushrooms. I swear that's the name, Hen of the Woods. I start thinking about them when I board the plane at JFK in New York City. They're that good. And the craziest part is, you would think I would go try to search them out and buy them and replicate them at home. No. I leave it as part of my Napa Valley experience. And I cannot wait to go back again just to have the Hen of the Woods mushrooms at Press. I'm not even that much of a foodie, but they're mind-blowing. Just saying. So when we left the auction on Saturday, by the way, lunch at auction was ridiculous. Annette Schaefer, Doug Schaefer's wife, I think was in charge of the whole thing. And it was crazy good considering it was buffet style with all these people. And then the crazier part was at lunch at auction, every single person that was auctioning wine had wine there, maybe even people who didn't, I don't even know. And you got to pick and drink whatever you wanted. Literally, it was crazy. I sat there drinking Silver Oak, went back for some Schaefer. I mean, I drank all my fan favorites. No questions asked. Tried some new ones. I really did. I got out of the box and tried new ones. Trust me. And that actually, but so on the way out of the event, we got this cup. We each got a cupcake. And I always pick chocolate. So I picked this dark chocolate cupcake from Sift Dessert Bar. It was, I don't eat dessert. But that, and we also happened to have a bottle of the 2009 Schaefer Hillside Select. I know. Not a bad bottle. The two together, though, holy heck. I mean, I don't know. I don't think I have to say much more than that. But I am going to say that I did get out of the box and explore new wines. And there were some great ones. There was this wine, Vinrock. You got to check it out because the label was so cool, too. The labels was like the lines of the rocks and stuff. It was really cool. And the wine was fantastic. But I have to tell you, fan favorite was the Aloft, again, made by Angelina Mondavi. She is like one of these new wine stars. She's amazing, and she is as legit as they come. Like, this girl is not resting on her family laurels by any stretch. She was overseas. She was in Australia. She was making wines. She's made wines for some of the, greatest labels out there. And what was, I didn't know, she was doing dual vintages, she said. So that means she was making wine here, and then when we're done, she would get on a plane and go to Australia because then it's their harvest over there. So she was doing this twice a year. The kid has like 26 vintage, I think she has 26 harvests under her belt, and she's only like 28 years old, and maybe I'm making that up. That, my numbers might be off there. But that being said, she was amazing. The Aloft, Aloft Wine, check it out. So I have to shout out to Napa Valley Vintners for inviting me, because I have been wanting to come. I'm so glad I came. I wish more people could go and taste these wines and truly understand why Napa is what it is, because it is. I learned so much about, you know, the topography as well, like the terroir, as they say. But you get a real sense, especially when you're tasting these wines in the barrel, of how different they are just because you cross the street and the property is entirely different in one side to the other. And then there's all these beautiful mountain ranges and who's up top and who's not. And I thought this was so evident in the wines being so young in the barrel. So bravo, Napa. The event was fantastic. I had a blast. I do hope I get to come again. If not, the memories will stay with me forever. And like I said, now I have new wines to try. All right, go check out my suggestions. Go check out anything. Go have a glass of wine. Gentani.